Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Some say that storytelling is one of the world's oldest traditions and professions. We have been telling stories to each other as long as we've been able to communicate ideas. And over time, many different types of stories have emerged. Today's story is a type known as a wise fool story, one where a seemingly foolish character has hidden cleverness. Here's Silly Hans, presented by Randall McGee as Hans Christian Andersen.
Hello, I'm Randall McGee. I am a full-time performer, storyteller, ventriloquist. I have been telling stories for as long as I can remember, since I was a child. And about 30 years ago now, I discovered that Hans Christian Andersen, the famous author and storyteller of such great tales as The Ugly Duckling and The Little Mermaid, was also a paper cut artist, which is what I've been incorporating into my storytelling performances for many years. So I researched the stories of Hans Christian Andersen, his life and times, and I've created a separate act from some of my other work, where I portray Hans Christian Andersen. So the story I'd like to share with you today, in Danish, it's called Klot Hans. I translate that into Silly Hans. It's a story that I've really enjoyed over the years. It's one of those wise fool sort of stories with a little twist at the end. So we'll pretend that we're sitting in a Danish manor house with all the guests around, and H.C. Andersen, H.C. Andersen, is here to share a story with you today. Outside of Odense, where I was born, there was a great manor house. There lived a very rich man. He was very proud of his large estate, of his cattle, his fields, and he was also most proud of his two sons. And his two sons were most proud of themselves. Yeah, they were very self-absorbed. They went to a very good school, and one of the sons, he memorized all of the words in the dictionary so that he could speak very well, and he also read all of the newspapers so that he was always up on current events. The second son said, "I can do better than that," and he memorized all of the laws of the land. And he was able to embroider little designs on his suspenders, so he thought he could talk about the arts. Now, one day, to the manor house, there came a messenger from the palace. "The princess has declared that she will marry the man who can speak to her the best." When the brothers heard this announcement, they were so excited, for surely one of them would be able to speak to the princess the best. And so they practiced for a few days in front of the mirror, speaking clearly and distinctly. The first brother, he rubbed his jaws with cod liver oil. It made his jaws very flexible so that he could speak. The other brother said, "I can do better than that." And he gargled with the salt, with the cod liver oil. Oh, it tasted terrible, but it worked to make his tongue quick, and his words as smooth as oil. So once they were ready, the rich man brought forth his two best horses for his sons to ride to the palace. To the first son, who had memorized all the words of the dictionary and the newspaper articles, he gave a horse that was white as milk. And to the second son, who had memorized all the laws of the land and could embroider his suspenders very nicely, he gave a horse that was black as coal. All of the servants came out to see them off, but the brothers paid no attention to them. They held their noses high in the air. They climbed on their horses and they clicked their heels. Yeah! And off they rode to see the princess, to speak to her the best. But just then, out of the rich man's house, blum, 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 running down the stairs, came the third son. Now, I have not mentioned him before because they did not pay much attention to him. He did not brag about learning things, but he did read. He read stories, and he would often share the stories with the children of the servants. His brothers and his father thought this was a silly waste of time, and since his name was Hans, they called him Silly Hans. And so it was that Silly Hans was running down the stairs, bum, 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 and he called after his brothers, "Brothers, brothers, wait, stop, where are you going?" Well, the brothers stopped their horses, whoa, for that is how you stop a horse, you know, and they turned and they said, "Silly Hans, didn't you hear the proclamation that the princess will declare, that the princess will marry the man who can speak to her the best? Surely one of us will win her hand. Farewell. Goodbye." And they turned and clicked their heels. Yeah. And off they rode to see the princess, to speak to her the best. Well, now, Silly Hans was excited, and he turned to his father and said, "Father, would you please give me a horse that I might ride with my brothers to see the princess and speak to her the best?" His father said, "Oh, Silly Hans, you do not read dictionaries or important things like law books. You just read story books. I'm not going to waste one of my horses on you." "Well," said Silly Hans, "I'm going to see the princess and speak to her the best so that she will marry me. And even if she doesn't want to, I'll probably marry her anyway. So if you won't give me a horse, I'll ride what I have." And Silly Hans went out to the barn and he pulled out his billy goat. He had raised it from a kid, and now it was a great beast with a shaggy back and long curly horns. He walked around and shook hands with all of the servants and said, "Goodbye, goodbye." And they all said, "Good luck, good luck." And he climbed on the billy goat and he clicked his heels. Yeah! And off he bounced on the billy goat. But it wasn't long before he caught up with his brothers. And he had made up a little song to go along with this trip. It was, "Here I am, here I am, I'm coming to marry the princess." And he yelled, "Brothers, stop, wait, see what I have found." Well, the brothers stopped their horses. Whoa! And they turned, and Silly Hans held up in his hand a dead crow. The brother said, "Silly Hans, that is a dead crow. Are you taking that to the princess?" "Yes," he said. "I'm sure she doesn't have anything like this in the castle." The brothers laughed. "Oh, I'm sure." And they turned and clicked their heels. Yeah! Boom! And off they rode to see the princess and speak to her the best. Well, it wasn't long before Silly Hans caught up with him again, singing his little song. "Here I am, here I am, I'm coming to marry the princess. Brother, stop and see what new wonder I have found." The brothers again stopped their horses. Whoa! They turned, and Silly Hans held up an old wooden shoe. It was broken on the back. It had been thrown away. And the brother said, "Silly Hans, that's an old shoe the farmer has thrown out. Are you taking that to the princess?" "Yes, I am," he said. "I'm sure it will come in very handy somewhere." Well, they laughed, but they turned, clicked their heels, yeah, and they rode off even faster, blum, 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 leaving Silly Hans in the dust. But once again, he caught up with him, singing his little song. "Here I am, here I am, I'm coming to marry the princess. Oh, brother, stop and see the treasure I have found." Well, they stopped their horses. Whoa! And they turned, and in his hands, Silly Hans held gobs of mud, black and gooey mud. The brother said, "Silly Hans, that is mud from the ditch. Are you taking that to the princess?" "Oh, yes, I am," he said. "It is the best mud. See, you can make mud pies." And they didn't wait to hear the rest. They clicked their heels, yeah, and off they rode, leaving Silly Hans again in the dust. Well, the two brothers arrived at the palace hours before Silly Hans was able to catch up, and they were pushed into a room that was full of men, all there thinking that they could speak to the princess the best. And these brothers became very envious and jealous. They became angry. And it was good that they were all pushed together, because they probably would have ended up fighting with others. And one by one, the men were shown into a different room. And then the guards would come out and take another man and so forth, until the room was empty except for the two brothers. And then the guards came and they grabbed the first brother and pushed him through the door. And the first brother entered the princess's throne room, but he was so surprised, for the room had furnaces in each corner that were bellowing forth flames and heat. There was a giant mirror on the ceiling, so when he looked up, he could see himself upside down on the ceiling. And at the other side of the room, on her throne sat the princess with a very cold, hard look on her face. On each side of the princess, there were two tables, and at each table there sat two scribes. The scribes were the men who were writing everything down for the royal family. And on this particular day, they were writing everything the men said to the princess, and then sending it off to the newspapers for all the world to read. Well, the first brother came in, saw the furnaces himself on the ceiling, and the princess with the cold, hard look, and the scribes writing everything down. And nervously he approached and said, "Hello, Your Highness. I am here to speak to you the best, but it is incredibly, unbelievably hot in here today. Why is that?" And the princess with that cold, hard look said, "That is because we are roasting roosters." And the brother, who knew all of the words of the dictionary, could only go, "Huh?" And the scribes at their table, they wrote down, "Huh?" And the princess yelled, "No good, throw him out." So the guards marched up, they grabbed the brother. Wait, what are you doing? Boom! They tossed him out the window. And then the guard pushed that second brother in, the one who had memorized all the laws and could embroider his suspenders. He came in, saw himself on the ceiling upside down, saw the furnaces bellowing forth flames and heat, and the princess with a very cold, hard look on her face. And he became so nervous, his legs began to shake. But still, he came forward and said, "Hello, Your Highness, I am here to speak to you the best, but it is unlawfully hot in here today. Oh, why is that?" And the princess with her cold, hard look said, "That is because we are roasting roosters today." And this brother, who knew all the laws of the land, could only say, "Huh?" And the scribes on the tables wrote, "Huh?" And the princess yelled, "No good! Throw him out!" And so the guards picked him up. Wait, oh no, boom! And threw him out the window. Well, just then, the palace doors burst open. Boom, 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 boom. And in came Silly Hans, still riding on his billy goat, still singing his song, which you probably know by now. "Here I am, here I am, I'm coming to marry the princess. Whoa, goat, whoa, stop, whoa." And he jumped off the billy goat and said, "Hello, princess, I am Silly Hans. I am here to speak to you the best. But it is very hot in here. Why is that?" The princess with her cold, hard look said, "That is because we are roasting roosters today." And Silly Hans smiled and said, "Oh, good. Then perhaps you could cook my crow also." And he held up the dead crow. Well, this was different. And that cold, hard look on the princess's face softened just a bit, so at the corner of her mouth you could see a little bit of a smile. Like that. And she said, "Well, we would roast your crow, but we've run out of pots or pans." "That is all right," said Silly Hans. "I brought my own pot." And he held up the old wooden shoe. And he put the crow down into the pot and said, "Look, it's already cooked to where it's black. Shall we eat?" This was very different, and that smile went from one side of her mouth over to the other side, making a complete smile, and she said, "Well, we can't eat just yet, for we have no gravy for our meal. What do you think about that?" And Silly Hans said, "I have gravy enough for us all, and you probably know what's coming now." He reached into his pockets and he pulled out the mud. Yeah, he pulled out the mud and he said, "I have gravy enough for all. Shall we eat?" Well, the princess, she was smiling widely at this point. She said, but I must tell you that these men are my scribes and they are writing everything down that you say to send to the newspapers for all the world to read. So what do you think about that? Silly Hans said, "Oh, they are so important, I think we should serve the scribes first." And with that, he threw those gobs of mud right into the faces of those scribes. And on their papers they wrote, I don't know how to spell that, but anyway, the princess, she stood up, she clapped her hands and she laughed and she said, "I don't know how you did that, but I'm sure that you will teach me, for you are the man who has spoken to me the best. You are the man that I wish to marry." Silly Hans smiled and said, "I thought you would." Well, soon after that, they were married, and he became good Prince Hans, and they lived for many happy years together. And do you know, this story is true. It is true, you see, because I read the newspapers and that contained that story, and you can always believe what you read in the newspapers, can't you?
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Randall McGee, for sharing his story. Randall is a professional storyteller. You can find more information on his Facebook page, Randall McGee as Hans Christian Andersen, or on his website, www.mcgeeproductions.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.